You're waking up with Pete Sargent on AM 1050 WLIP.
WLIP Morning Show Tuesday. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, in the studio. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. A little frazzled, but I'm all right. Probably lack of sleep, too much caffeine, you know, technology
You can never have too much caffeine.
I mean, probably not.
You were talking about your email switchover, and I can empathize with you because we switched emails over, it's been a bit, but like close to a year ago, and then we switched providers back, and like, we need to switch emails back. I'm like, no, not doing it. Like, it'll be cheaper. I don't care.
Yeah. And
because it's a pain.
You know, there's just a little bit of patience that goes into the whole process. But the good news is,
you would think it'd be easy, but it's not.
It's not. I mean, we got
but the world still goes on.
It probably doesn't help that I have so many emails backlogged that have to.
Right.
You know, but that's okay. The good news is we're here, off and running.
Off and running. It's a Tuesday.
Broadcasting excellence ongoing.
A little foggy, but we're going to try to clear that.
That's right. We'll clear the fog out over the next few minutes. And we have an important topic today, Dr. Russ.
Today is a global health initiative day. It's World Rabies Day.
That's right.
And that doesn't mean you're supposed to go out and contract it. You're supposed to go out and prevent it.
Yes.
So
avoid
this
it
is, this
at
is
all
awareness
costs.
Of, right. No, it is. It's lethal. I think it's the only disease that we can say, viral disease that we can say has pretty much 100% mortality.
Mm-hmm.
So if an animal or person contracts it, there are two people that I know of in known history of mankind that have survived rabies.
And did we get their antibodies?
Well, we have them. So yeah, it's actually, they have to induce them in a coma and keep them in a coma for an extended period of time. And then basically just hope that the virus rides through and does its thing and goes on. And you alleviate it with treating them with antibodies. So it's deadly. So the best thing to do is prevent it.
Right. Yeah, you know, I know we're going to talk about it in pets, but there was a stuck squirrel on my neighbor's screen the other day. And my first thought was, oh, get a long stick and I'll help it out there. But my second thought was, what if it has rabies? we'll leave it to the professional. Right, but you got to kind of think that way. The first line of prevention is caution, right?
Caution, yeah, especially if you're around wild animals because you just don't know. I mean, you know, the neighbor's dog is probably vaccinated. You hope they're vaccinated and prevented against it.
Right.
It is a viral disease, and it's spread through contact with saliva. Unless you're a spelunker, which is a person who goes into caves.
Right.
Because they have done a couple studies where they were testing if rabies could be aerosolized. And if you're in a cave with a high enough bat density and enough of those bats have rabies, it is actually aerosolized.
Ooh.
Right. So it's kind of a nasty virus.
I guess the bats are breathing out just like anything else. Right.
Right. And so it's one of those things that, so avoid caves.
Yeah. I've seen how narrow they are.
Right,
I'm good. I'm claustrophobic.
I know. But the thing of it is, keep your cat and dog vaccinated and updated, even if they're indoor. I know this is the thing that a lot of folks don't think about. Well, my cat stays inside. Indoor cats actually have a higher risk of contracting rabies than most other animals because the number one carrier of rabies in our area is the bat.
Mm.
And I tell you what, if a bat gets your house, your cat's going to be the first one to track that thing down. because they're both nocturnal.
Oh, right.
So they're both, you know, the bat's going to be flying around your house in the middle of the night and the cat's going to come into contact with it. And so it's odds are it can get bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if it does and it's not up to date on its rabies, then guess what? You're going to have a cat that's got rabies in your house. And that's just not a cool thing. So make sure they're up to date. Side note on that, if you do catch a bat in your house, catch the bat. And call animal control because the bat should be tested.
Oh, yeah.
So don't open the window and let the bat out. You need to contact somebody to come get the bat so the bat can be tested. Because if it was loose in your house overnight, you know, if it came in during the day and you open up the window and let it out, fine. But if you wake up and there's a bat in your room, get that bat tested. So
once you
public
calm down
service announcement,
bit.
Right? Once you calm down and stop freaking out that there's a bat. So it's a viral disease that is very preventable. It's a vaccine. The initial one is a 1 year vaccine, and then they can get the cats and dogs can get a 3 year vaccine. Ferrets are vaccinatable. In fact, there's basically every mammal species could be vaccinated. I mean, horse owners get their horses vaccinated. Farmers don't tend to get their cows vaccinated, but that they can contract it. So it's not just cats, dogs. I mean, because raccoons can get it, foxes, coyotes, bats, skunks. Skunks are the one that people always think about having rabies, and you know, bats are the quiet, mysterious one. And so keep them up to date. Keep your pets up to date on their rabies vaccine. There are post-exposure treatments for people. They're not as bad as they used to be because, you know, they used to you had to get so many shots, you know, in your stomach and this, that, or the other. And it's a giant immunoglobulin shot that you get if you've been exposed, and you need to get it as soon as you can. If there's some exposure, contact your doctor, talk to your health professional. They'll work you through the whole process. But there is post-exposure treatment. Most of us in the veterinary field that are veterinarians are vaccinated against it. I was vaccinated back in 1992, and I still have a titer today. So you can hold a titer to it as a person for a long time, but it's important that we stay up to date too, because we have a higher risk. And it's like veterinarians, animal control personnel, and then spelunkers are really the three people that they highly recommend get vaccinated. Clearly, if you're going caving, you're going to come into contact with it. So when they're outdoors, make sure that your pets are supervised, because here's the other, you know, the skunk. Now, if you see a skunk out in the daytime acting kind of weird, I'd just steer clear, because it could have rabies. They're nocturnal, so they tend to be out at night. And if they're doing something weird out during the day and they're acting weird and strange, I mean, that's one thing that you can see. They could have rabies. So avoid, you know, and that's, you know, you see any wild animal that's acting abnormal, that's always the first thing that you should probably just think. And we don't see it very frequently. It's not like in this side of the state. They see it much more prevalently on the western side of the state along the Mississippi River Valley. But in this side of the state, we don't see it that frequently. But it's still possible to be out there. So we want to prevent it. Don't handle wild animals. So that squirrel that was stuck in, you know, it's one of those things, you kind of want to have some protective gear.
Yeah, didn't have that coming back from the gym in my flip-flops and shorts and t-shirts.
So. Yeah, shorts and flip-flops are probably not, the squirrel go right up your leg, right?
Yeah, no, I envisioned all sorts of bad things.
Right, it's one of those things, yeah, we'll get him unstuck and then what's he going to do? Yeah, okay. So, you know, if there's a wild animal injured, call the animal control. Mm-hmm. Non-emergency number and you know, contact them, because they're the professionals that deal with those situations. Report stray animals to local authorities. So, I mean, first off, if there's a stray dog or stray cat that's running around that you've not seen before, it's probably one of those things. It's not a bad thing to report them. They may be lost.
Right.
And they may need to just find their way back home, and they don't know how to get there. They lost their Google Maps. So, and then knowing the signs. So we talked about, you know, if an animal is suddenly aggressive, our own pets can sometimes have something that trips something in their head and they can, you know, maybe act out. But you're just looking at it, if there are animals that you've seen around the neighborhood and all of a sudden they're acting weird and unusual and aggressive. If excessive drooling, that's always, you know, the foaming at the mouth. That does occur. It's not a Hollywood thing. If they're walking staggering, because it causes their brain to, it basically infects their brain, right? So it's going to cause them to look like they're neurological. That's why Hollywood used the rabies virus as a zombie apocalypse carrier thing, which I'm like, well, it does cause neurological things, and they're probably going to be walking weird and foaming. So people will have fever, headaches, weakness, and then can transition into, you know, seizures and lead to death. So it's just, it's not a good thing. So, if you are exposed, talk to your doctor, go to the ER. And if it's even an unknown exposure, it's a wild animal that's bit you, you probably ought to just take the benefit of the doubt to go through a post-exposure. But that's, you know, I would talk to your healthcare professional. They'll walk you through that because they've got guidelines, which we don't deal with because we only deal with the four-legged
creature. Right, right.
So there are tens of thousands of human deaths every year worldwide. So this is a global problem. We don't see anywhere near that here in the United States. I don't even know if there's a death or two in the United States due to it annually. But I know that you get into some of the third world countries, and it's a much bigger problem because they've got a lot of wild animals that aren't even, you know, even the domestic animals aren't vaccinated. So there's an initiative to try to get a majority of the animals vaccinated by, I think it was 2030 was the initiative. So they're trying to get wild animals vaccinated. So do your bit and get your own cat and dog vaccinated.
That's good advice. And avoid the squirrels stuck on screens.
Absolutely.
My own advice there. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. If people want to learn more, make an appointment for their four-legged friend, how can they do so?
Well, then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and still TikTok. Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
I almost texted you. I'm like, I got a squirrel. What should I do? You know? They'd be like, what do you want me to do?
I would have said, call the professionals.
Call the professionals. Exactly. Good advice. Dr. Russ Brewer, always great advice. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, Pete.
728 WLIP morning.